Despite the current market disruptions resulting from the global reaction to COVID-19, Ham's Marketing Services recommends staying the course on existing marketing strategies. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The overwhelming factor influencing hog markets right now is the impact of actions to halt the spread of COVID-19 on demand for pork. Tyler Fulton, the director of risk management with Ham's Marketing Services, says the market is extremely uncertain about where pork demand will move, but we know there's a massive hole in supplies in Asia due to African swine fever that can be filled if logistics line up.
There's a great deal of uncertainty associated with the demand considerations, but we know that the normal course of life in North America and around the world is being disrupted. We won't really know what the implications are on the demand side of the equation for months. So the best that I think that the industry can do is operate on a basis of effectively doing the same that they've done. And the market will clear, I think, as long as there's no logistical bottlenecks, because there's a major price differential between Asia and North America. And so to characterize demand for North American product, I would say it's still excellent. But we don't know really how COVID-19, you know, and the actions taken to reduce its spread, how that's going to affect pork markets specifically. Up until about 10 days ago, the hog markets have been, we're very resilient. We were getting good positive information from solid Chinese exports, our exports to China. But what we started to see is when it became apparent that the COVID-19 implications could have a logistical, you know, an impact on logistics, that's when we really started to see the hog market start to turn lower.
That said, Fulton points out, the hog market has remained among the more resilient markets. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.